Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
This is the glorious one, Bobby Roode, and you're watching Going In Raw.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you can be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson. And available wherever fine podcasts are, be sure to hit that subscribe button and the little notify bell next to it on YouTube if you're watching us on YouTube. We're also available wherever fine podcasts can be found. Be sure to leave us a rating or a review. Make sure you're always getting that good, hot, fresh Going In Raw content. I just realized I might have boosted your levels on your mic.
Oh.
Well, I mean, it's only to do to say again. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh, no, you're fine.
Hi, everybody.
Oh, no.
That's me really being loud for today.
Okay.
It's been a bit of a long weekend for old Larson here.
I know. You could travel and drama, all sorts of stuff going
softly,
on.
Softly, probably.
My goodness. You got arrested twice.
Well, that's not true.
Two times. That's a record for you, I think.
For a weekend.
Could be for one weekend, exactly.
For a week. That's a drop in the bucket. I kid.
We're also available at Patreon, patreon.com/Steven Larson. We've got a bevy of reward tiers there, including, name a tier, Larson.
$20 tier.
$20 tier, you get a comic book. I'm going to reach over here.
Friendo care package. You get stickers, postcards
stickers
signed
of
by
me,
us.
Larson right here.
Plus a Going In Raw Those logo sticker you can see right here.
Right here.
You get a print comic book. New adventure.
A new adventure.
Yeah. New Steven Larson adventure that won't be found in the pages of a comic book. Is that my line about it?
That's your line, yeah. Our budgets are unlimited in comic book form.
Yes, and it would require an unlimited budget to produce such a film.
Like Justice League would be, it'd be like the Clerks. It'd be Clerks,
yeah,
compared to our
whatever
movie.
They spent on getting rid of...
Cavill's mustache?
Yeah.
$25 million.
That'd be the cost of like... one shot.
You know the stupidest thing about
shot.
That too? Like one of the stupidest things about that? Oh, look at that. Jose Alaguna, my dog story, gave me ultimate cry face. What dog story?
You told the dog story last week.
The Turbo?
No. Well, maybe that one. You also talked about like on Twitter or something, you saw something about a dog, like a dog shelter deal.
Oh, the deaf dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, it was the puppy. Little... I think it was the puppy. The puppy one that had been abandoned.
Oh, yeah, man. He blew past his... did I mention that part?
Yeah.
He blew past his... Yes, he's getting the brain surgery. Oh,
cool.
Little baby.
It's
I'm going to shelter
good.
So many dogs. Anyways, what was I talking about before dogs? I don't remember. Anyways, we're also at Pro Wrestling Tees. We have a new shirt design. I don't have it loaded up here, but it's decent. It's okay. I made the greatest, and I tweeted it out.
Yeah.
The I Find It Funny shirt. I just have to upload it to Pro Wrestling
Tees. Oh, you haven't done it yet.
And that, no, I haven't done that yet, but it's amazing.
Yeah, you did a good job on that
It's
one.
Maybe my favorite shirt I've ever done.
You've done a good job.
Check out Twitter, at Real Going Raw, if you want to take a look at that.
Yes, yes. Coming soon. I got to find some time this week or next to...
Oh, no, the Cavill mustache thing.
Oh, yeah.
Why is it Captain America shows up with a beard? Superman totally could have had a dope-ass beard. He's been dead, so there's like some storyline logic to it. Because I'm pretty sure the face still grows out beards. At least in the comics. I think when he came back originally in the comics, he came out with a beard and a mullet.
That sounds right.
Give him long hair and a beard. He looked badass.
I know.
And the black Superman suit with
the
silver S.
Yeah.
Boy, that Justice League movie was a pile of crap.
Still haven't seen it.
It's maddeningly bad. Maddeningly bad.
Not enjoyably bad?
No. No. Like, Batman versus Superman was kind of enjoyably bad.
In moments.
It was, yeah. It was like, okay... this movie's actually kind of fun. It's not terribly good, but it's fun.
Yeah.
This is not fun.
Yeah.
They try to be fun, but it's not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun.
Not fun.
You know it's really not fun?
What?
The idea that AJ Styles, Shinsuke Nakamura, might not be going down to WrestleMania.
Look at that segue.
If AJ Styles is, in fact, injured, I'll take the reins on this first story, Larson, to get you to shake off your ring rust from your weekend.
I'm fine. I mean, pretty much the story is that AJ might have been hurt at the Madison Square Garden house show.
I like writing our script, though. I know.
Doing
I had
that
a good
too.
Time. I know it's fun. I'll start here. The most anticipated Mania match for most wrestling marks out there is, of course, AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura. That match may now be at risk thanks to what looks to be an actual injury sustained by AJ Styles on Saturday's Wrestling Observer Radio. The Wrestling Observer himself, Dave Meltzer, said the following. I'm not going to do my Meltzer impression, but I do have one that I'm actually pretty happy with.
Well, why won't you do it then?
I'm not ready to debut it, though, because it's not like muscle memory. Like, I can do Mark Calloway easily.
Yes. Do you want me to read this quote, then?
Go ahead.
So, quote, so last night at Madison Square Garden, it was supposed to be AJ Styles and Nakamura against Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. It turned to a singles match with Nakamura and Kevin Owens, and Sami Zayn interfered. AJ did make the save. They actually did an injury angle before the match, but I don't know if that was, people said that they thought it was an injury. The injury had probably suffered beforehand, and this was an angle to set up to cover for it. He continues, and then tonight in Odessa, Styles wasn't there, and they are actually announced before the show that Styles was injured in Madison Square Garden. Meltzer concludes, quote, so that's all I really know now. Don't know the severity. We'll probably know more in the morning. PWI added today, and they say that AJ is backstage at Raw getting checked out by medical personnel.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
To determine the severity of this injury that may be an injury.
I would love to think that the mere fact that he came out
to make the save,
means that they're going to see if he can perform matches between now and Mania. That's me being really optimistic. Because if it's like, oh, he can't do anything, if it's like Bobby Fish, who's going to be out for like 6 to 9 months or whatever it is.
Yeah, he tore something in his knee.
Right. If it was that, he wouldn't have come out to make the save.
No.
He wouldn't have been coming out there.
No.
So I would like to hope.
So my understanding is that Madison Square Garden, what happened is there was like a brawl before this tag match that was supposed to happen.
Okay.
And at that point, AJ was injured, whether actually injured or not,
the referee
whatever.
Threw up the X.
Yeah. He was helped to the back.
Yeah.
It went to be a, became a one-on-one match, and then later on, AJ made the save.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I mean, if the ref's thrown up the X, I can't think of another time offhand, may have happened, where the X has been thrown up in kayfabe.
Yeah.
Generally speaking, that's a legit thing.
Yeah. So, I don't know if the injury occurred before that, or if that was when the injury occurred. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
you're right. Like, the X, they're not going to try to, I don't know. They don't do the X in storyline, I don't think.
Not that I recall.
Yeah, I can't recall.
If anybody here in chat has an example of when they've used the X in storyline, please let us know.
Yeah. So hopefully this is storyline. Hopefully on SmackDown they'll be like, but then why would he be backstage? I don't know. WWE seems to be.
But also, I can't think of any other time, recently at least, where they've done an injury angle that was started during a house show.
Right, I know, exactly.
I understand it's Madison Square Garden. It's a major house show, nonetheless.
And then continued via leaking out to the dirt sheets that he's going to be backstage getting looked at by medical personnel.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't sound right. So, I mean, is it a work? I don't know. Probably not. But I don't think it... I do think that it would be... I think if the match wasn't going to happen for sure, I would think that we would know that by now also.
Yeah.
I would think that the injury would be so severe that they'd be like, yeah, no, we're... Just, I would actually... We're 3 weeks out. Yeah, about 3 weeks out now.
Yeah.
And
3 weeks from yesterday.
Yeah, 3 weeks from yesterday. So, I don't know. I would like to think that this is, well, you know, what can you do on the three SmackDowns going forward?
Yeah.
As opposed to... Now, if I don't care. If I'm Vince McMahon, you're shelved. You are shelved till Mania.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. If this was any type of real injury, if he just, like, stepped wrong and he was like, oh, man, my ankle just feels kind of weird.
Yeah.
No, you're done.
Yeah, I know.
You're done.
I know.
If you scrape yourself, you're done.
Here's what they should do for SmackDowns. Have them in Nakamura and Styles in a tag match.
Uh-huh.
And just have Nakamura do all the work.
Yeah.
And work it into the story.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like Nakamura just says, I'm going to take care of this.
How about this?
Because Nakamura's thing so far in making the save, mm-hmm, for AJ the last week was, I want you in your best condition possible for Mania.
Yeah.
So when I beat you,
yeah,
I beat you at your best.
Yeah.
Just carry that through.
He did promos. Or how about this? That's what Shinsuke wants to do. So AJ has like a singles match against, I don't know, whoever, Jinder or something. Before the match even starts, Shinsuke runs in, drops Jinder with a Kinshasa. And so like the match didn't even happen.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't want any chance
and it says,
of you being injured.
That's what I'm going to do to you at Mania.
Exactly. I don't want any chance of you getting injured.
Need a face.
Before Mania.
Jay Sean Lawrence, $199 Super Chat. Power rank opponents for Nakamura if AJ is injured.
Can I ask something real quick?
What?
What's with the $1.99, $2.99, $4.99
must be a new
Super
thing.
Chats? Yeah, that's got to be a weird YouTube thing, right?
Must be a new thing.
Anyways, what now?
Power rank opponents for Nakamura if AJ is injured. Say AJ can't make the match at Mania, so they got to do some sort of...
You need to do this. For the 20 minutes...
Daniel Bryan. Number one, Daniel
Bryan.
We'll
talk about that in a bit.
Yeah, no.
Do the if it's not Daniel Bryan, because I agree, that'd be the best one. If not Daniel Bryan, do this. The 20 minutes they were going to spend on the match, have Shinsuke and AJ Styles next to each other, and have them talk about, have them do commentary on their Wrestle Kingdom match.
Oh, that'd be good.
I just want to hear memories.
Or play.
Air a 20-minute ride-along with those two.
Play, have them play WCW versus NWO World Tour.
Yeah, there you go.
And provide commentary.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Or if they can do Revenge and they can make themselves in the game.
I like that you're not saying have them play 2K18. Have them play one of the old THQ games. Yeah, that'd work.
Or they can do the newest one. That's fine, too.
But here's the thing, dude. In Revenge, you couldn't make a guy. You had to change
from,
the name.
Not
of,
from scratch.
You had to change the name of an existing guy.
I know, but you could
who would AJ Styles be?
That's a good question.
X-Pac?
No.
High Flyer?
Yeah, but AJ, you know, he's not just a high flyer.
Shinsuke Nakamura would be Scott Norton.
No.
No? Striker?
Yeah, but Scott Norton was he's a bit, he's a hoss.
Which one would be Glacier?
Well, Glacier wasn't that great in Revenge. It was only in World Tour he was awesome.
Okay, all right. All right, yeah, I don't know, man.
I have to look at the roster again.
Yeah.
Anyways, who else for Nakamura? Assuming, let's say AJ can't do it.
Eric Bischoff.
No, the actual match.
Oh, we're not talking about Revenge still?
Yes.
Oh, my bad. I don't know, man. Samoa Joe.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Samoa Joe, or is Dean going to be around? I don't want to see Dean Ambrose.
Not a SmackDown, yeah.
No.
Owens.
Yeah. Owens? Yeah, but then Daniel Bryan would have a match.
I think he'd have a match anyway.
Which apparently is going to be a thing. So, I don't know. Let's see. Oh, Billy Kidman. For Revenge, not for an actual match.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jake by Storm Entertainment, $2. I think they did for Test one time.
Oh, the X.
The
X.
The kayfabe X. Steve Kuharski, 199, when Jeff Hardy swanton off the Raw set on Randy. Okay. There's another example of a...
Oh, okay.
A kayfabe
All right,
X.
So they've done it, but at a house show?
That's weird. I don't know. John Curley, $5. Hey, friendos, off Patreon. Still plan to super chat when I can. No hard feelings over
Christian!
I do blame you guys for Jarrett, though.
Oh, it's our fault that Jarrett's in the Hall of Fame?
No, I don't think so.
I'd be fine with that.
Kai Huile.
Kai Highwell.
Highwell, sorry. $1.99 or £1.99.
£1.99.
Do you think this is the death of Shinsuke's push? No. Mr. Michael Law, 2011, $2. How do you guys think about the built
Ultimate Deletion?
Oh.
So Ultimate Deletion tonight. We'll talk about that in our Raw preview.
I'm excited for it.
Yeah, I'm excited for it. I wish that we would have gotten... So they didn't WWE.com do like an extensive preview?
Yeah.
That should have been on TV.
Yeah, I know.
They should have been... The build,
last week.
The build should have been better.
Yeah.
The build could have been better.
I'm still excited for it, though. Michael Forbes, £5. Power rank, non-WWE stipulation match types you would like to see in WWE. One of his is Feast or Fired.
Oh, I'd love to see Feast or Fired.
So just Money in the Bank, but you don't know what's in the briefcase.
Well, there's like four briefcases. They just did it on Thursday. There's like, and it was fun. They did. There's like four briefcases. One has a title shot. One has you're fired. One has something else, like an X Division title shot or something like that.
Yeah. And
I don't know. One just has like a nice note.
Like a gift certificate for Hometown Buffet or something like that.
Yeah, it's and a little note says you're great. Yeah, exactly.
Jen Lee accepted $5. If AOP can't bring Paul Ellering to Maine, how about Zelina Vega buys out the contract and takes the Maine with Cien Almas? That'd be cool.
Whoa, what a great booking idea.
That's a good idea.
Zelina Vega is the best manager. Anyways, let's move on.
Yeah, hopefully we'll learn more about Styles come Tuesday on SmackDown.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it's hard to know whether this is legit or not. Depends on if that X at the house show.
Some legitimacy to it. These backstage are all looking at medical personnel. Unless, again, is WWE just staging a massive disinfo campaign?
I don't know.
With all the dirt cheese? When are we going to get some disinfo, man?
You mean us personally?
Yeah, I want some of that for going in Raw. I want some fake news from WWE.
We need a source then.
We need a source of fake news.
Yeah.
Okay, talking about fake news. Roman Reigns.
Steroid
scandal.
Another stellar segue.
John Bravo, filmmaker. I'm going to read this again. Filmmaker John Bravo had the entire wrestling industry anxiously awaiting his latest video documentary, threatening to unveil real evidence about Roman Reigns and his link to a steroid ring. Last week, Bravo teased on his Instagram something real. He posted an image of the thumbnail to his video and this message. You can do this sound.
Oh, On Friday, everyone will see how real this really is.
Friday came, the video dropped, and we got a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, not much.
Apparently, the pertinent text messages related to Roman Reigns buying steroids, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Are in phone. Yeah, big fat allegedly. Are in phones currently held by the DEA, although he was John Bravo himself was promised by the alleged roid ring conspirator Richard Rodriguez that Bravo would be the man they are released to when they are released. The video resulted in a slew of lulls across wrestling Twitter, and on his Instagram, Bravo defended himself, saying, quote, "People want everything in one day. It's impossible. There's a reason why I did not get the newest communications, and I'm thinking about discussing it in detail." He had like a, I didn't see where this one was, but I saw it like this weekend, and he was like, "I'm sort of done with this. I'm going to concentrate on some feature filmmaking opportunities."
Yeah, I saw that too. He's taking a step back.
Yeah, he's taking a step back, which now is not the time to do that. Here's the problem. We talked about this a little bit before cameras started rolling.
Here, before we address the Reigns thing, let's do a kind of a recap of the video because I watched it this morning.
Yeah, me too.
And the best they do in this whole video, because the video isn't just about Reigns. It's supposed to be about wrestlers in general, it seems like.
Wrestlers, actors, wrestlers, and celebrities.
Yeah. But I guess it's all like the evidence of WFN or something like that.
It's a really, it's in terms of the quality of the production,
well put together.
Really well done. Like this guy is I don't know if it's him or who he's got working for me.
No, it's all him.
I assume it's all him.
Yeah, I listened to his interview with Hannibal TV.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's all him. He just got interested in it. He's a software engineer by trade.
He's got a terrific cinematography eye.
I know.
Man, like let's get him to shoot some of our stuff because he is a top notch. Visually speaking,
yeah,
a filmmaker
looks great.
It looks great. It's just you can't dangle this carrot in front of everybody.
It's pretty huge. The video, this video, he doesn't, as we said, he doesn't really touch on the supposed evidence against Reigns. What he does is talks about like celebrity trainers,
mm-hmm.
Bodybuilders, who he says he has evidence that they purchased product from Richard Rodriguez, and tries to associate wrestlers to those trainers. He brings up John Cena. He brings
The Rock, up, Brock Lesnar.
Stone Cold.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no proof of any...
It's an interesting look.
There's like a picture with John Cena with one of these guys. Maybe he just stopped by his gym one day. You know, there's no telling the extent of the relationship between these wrestlers and these trainers in question.
Yeah.
So without hard evidence, it's kind of, I don't know, it's...
It's nothing without evidence.
And
you
shouldn't
evidence.
Even bring up their names without evidence. You're besmirching someone's
no,
image
I know.
Without
that,
evidence.
That's the main
that's
problem.
Kind of the bummer.
The thing is, so it is actually a relatively interesting look into the infrastructure mm-hmm. of a steroid ring. It mm-hmm. is kind of interesting in that respect.
Oh, definitely.
I give John Bravo the benefit of the doubt in that he wants to have all the evidence before
yes.
he you know makes these claims and stuff. But the problem is he's made the claims. He's linked the names to steroid rings, and that's the problem. When you're dangling this carrot, and it's a pretty large one, given that we're talking about a man's career and the main event of WrestleMania, when you're dangling that carrot and disrupting things within the industry, and then you come and then you say, well, the pertinent text messages, which the text messages on the phones that he has end in February of 2016.
Yeah.
So we don't know if the question needs to be in terms of how it affects us as fans and what we're viewing. Did he, if this is a Roman Reigns thing, does this relate to his first suspension?
Mm-hmm.
Is this just simply who he got them from?
I'll bring up the Hannibal TV thing because this is where he kind of talks a bit more about it. Maybe since it wasn't in his video, he was a little free to be a little more forthcoming about things.
Yeah.
He said, because in his video that he just released, he said Reigns' alleged orders, supposed orders, were under an alias. But he needed the text messages from the phones, from Richard Rodriguez's phones, to corroborate the orders and, you know, and cross-reference that with the alias.
The
yada,
essential
yada.
Paper trail.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But in the Hannibal TV video, John Bravo speculated that, that based on the timing of the information he had, he thought that the suspension Reigns received was for this.
Oh, interesting.
This order. That was his speculation.
Yeah.
But again, without actual evidence, you know, he can't support that claim.
Yeah.
Maybe he shouldn't even bring it up in the first place.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, you have to understand that. So us being wrestling fans, we view this in a different way, perhaps, than he would. I'm not sure. I mean, if I would assume that he's tuned into the fact that we're 21 days away from WrestleMania, and people are kind of chomping at the bit to understand, is this going to affect WrestleMania?
Yeah. Yeah.
And but as just if you're simply a filmmaker and you're doing this, is he releasing it to capitalize off the fact that Mania is right around the corner?
Well, based on the Hannibal TV interview, he didn't seem like he was a wrestling fan. In right, this video, okay, yeah, Richard yeah. Rodriguez
yeah.
said that he was, but mm-hmm. then called Kevin Nash Steve Nash.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Again,
yeah.
you know, that mistakes happen. I'm not going
right.
to say he's not a wrestling fan, because yeah. you could say Kevin Nash. But, you know, it seemed like Richard Rodriguez was maybe more in tune to what was happening.
Uh-huh.
I don't know the level of interest
but
on
But given that John
Bravo
is like the filmmaker.
I know.
I'm not sure as a filmmaker. I mean, I just don't know. Either he knows that this is going on and he's trying to capitalize off the interest in WrestleMania and Roman Reigns and how this could be disruptive, or he's just a filmmaker putting out films, you know, the way he sees fit, and it happens to coincide with WrestleMania.
I don't know anything about that. Based on the videos, he seems very earnest.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, and I'd like to I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt that when he says, you know, I approach this with, you know, you need to be 110%. Correct with evidence, because we live in a culture of fake news right now, et cetera, et cetera. So I'd like to give him the benefit of the doubt on that stuff. It's just, it's from like for him to be so defensive about the fact that, dude, you dangled this carrot. You said, I have stuff linking Roman Reigns. Well, man, before you put out your video, you need to have that in hand. Like, proper documentaries are done as a whole.
Yeah.
And with everything done beforehand.
Yeah.
And then you put it together in one cohesive narrative piece, and then you release it.
Mm-hmm.
You don't say, oh, I have all this stuff, but I need these phones that are being held by the government.
Yeah.
In order to do it. And oh, and you guys are going to find out how really real this is. That's kind of the thing, is that when he drops a tease like that, you're going to find out how really real it is, or how real this really is. Sorry. You're really egging people on. You're really teasing people that you have something. And there was nothing here.
No.
And that's the bottom line with it. As good as his intentions might be, as much of a documentary, as much of a legit documentarian he wants to be.
Yeah.
If you don't have the evidence, why are you putting out the video? And why are you saying that you have stuff?
I know.
So, I mean, that's what it boils down to. And if this is the kind of thing where this goes back to Roman's first suspension, then there is a whole lot of nothing
yeah.
as it pertains to us.
Yeah.
Not to say his next video won't be a more detailed rundown of how these things work, and which and that in itself is there is a quality to that I could appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
How this stuff works yeah. in celebrity culture, wrestling culture, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Whether or not it's going to be a huge bombshell and affect wrestlers in the WWE, that remains to be seen. But he really shouldn't be teasing that it's going to be affecting them until he actually has it and he's willing
yes,
to release
yes.
it.
Yes. Agreed.
Anyways.
We got some more Super Chat here from Alto Voltaje. Should WWE remove the musical performances in the middle of WrestleMania to give matches more time? That way it's not such clusterfuck.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be great. At the same time, though, if you're sitting there for a 7-hour show and you get 10 minutes of musical performance to go use the bathroom or something, that's kind of great, so you don't miss any matches.
Yeah, no, I'm fine.
Sometimes
with
it's a welcome kind of respite from all the in-ring action.
It's a really long show. They're going to give the matches that I would think, they're going to give the matches that deserve a lot of time, they're going to give them plenty of time.
Yeah, I'd like to hope so. Jake by Storm Entertainment, $5. So the wrestling company I train with has booked Glacier for a show next month. That's
nice.
Awesome.
That is great. Airbin Ramirez.
Yeah, $1.99. Thank you very much.
And Jay Sean Lawrence, $1.99. Will Brock or Taker show up tonight? We're going to talk about Brock when we get to our Raw preview. Sounds like he is in town at the very least. We'll talk about Daniel Bryan a little bit.
No clever segue this time, huh?
I couldn't think when I saw Daniel Bryan's name, and I was like, I don't know. In town, Daniel Bryan. Is he going to be in town for WrestleMania? I don't know.
Whatever.
Anyways, Daniel Bryan continuing to keep our hopes alive. What did he say?
He spoke to the National from the United Arab Emirates, and it was published yesterday. And he once again spoke in relatively vague but fairly positive terms, as you put it here.
Yeah.
About the chance of him forming a tag team with Shane McMahon for a match at WrestleMania 34. Speaking about that, he says, quote, "I don't know, and I don't think they know. I think it all depends on whether or not I get cleared. As of this moment, as of today, I am not cleared by WWE. I've done everything in my power, everything they have asked me to do, and I have gone above and beyond as far as, okay, what doctors do you need me to see? Send me to any doctor you want, any doctor that you want, and let's get their feedback on what's going on with me. So far, every doctor has cleared me, that they have sent me to, and so there is a chance.
That's a huge quote right there. Every doctor that they've sent me to has cleared me.
Yeah.
So there is a chance. Wow. He's not cleared by WWE.
He extrapolates upon that saying, quote, I used to think that the percentage of the WWE ever clearing me was low. I think with the stuff that I have done has gone a little higher, but I don't know how much higher.
Mm.
With how everything is there one day to go if I don't get cleared storyline-wise, and there's another way to go if I am cleared. I'm hoping to be cleared, but I don't know which way it goes.
So he's either going to be special guest referee or he's going to be Shane's tag team partner.
I read somewhere today. I can't remember where. Darn it. It's on Cage Side Seats, I think, that they asked him to be in a match, and he said no, because it wasn't the level of involvement he wanted.
Interesting.
Hear me double check. I think it was Cage Side Seats.
Okay.
While you looked up... No, I have it right here.
Oh, good.
Yes, it's from Cage Side Seats, I believe, if this link will work. I don't know what source... Oh, it's from WrestleVotes, the Twitter account. This is what it says. Quote, WrestleVotes is now saying he told WWE approached Daniel Bryan about working WrestleMania 34 weeks ago, and Bryan said no because it wouldn't be what he wants to do and that he wouldn't do much wrestling and would take no bumps.
Oh, man. Yeah, I don't want to see him in, like, if he's not properly cleared, like if he's referee level cleared,
yeah,
and they try to transition that level of clearance into a match, nobody wants to see that.
No.
That's like when Bret Hart came back and won the United States title, like in 2007 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
2009, I forget what it was. But it was just kind of lame because it's like he didn't do anything.
I know.
Just put McMahon in a sharpshooter at the end after his entire family did everything else.
I know.
Because he can't because he messed up.
Yeah.
So, no, that's not surprising. I would think that that's probably something he would have said no to, but a special guest referee, I would think that wouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't know. Depends on what level of involvement WWE offered, whether it was referee, whether it was taking up one hot tag during
his
tag match with Shane and putting someone in a yes lock. You know?
He's been a special guest ref as late as the Mixed Match Challenge, and then he was on a pay-per-view. What was the match they did, a pay-per-view? Oh, him and Shane did the dueling refs thing.
Yeah.
So I would just, based on his recent history, maybe because it's Mania, it's a bigger stage, he wouldn't want to ref, but I would think that maybe he'd be cool with refing, but he wouldn't be cool with, you know, oh, tag me in and let me do one very simple thing and take no bumps.
I know.
I would think that being a ref is one thing, but like he's a wrestler and he would want his last Mania moment.
Yes.
Not to be known as when he came in and couldn't do anything.
I know.
Nobody wants to see that.
I know.
I mentioned the Bret Hart thing. Nobody really wanted to see Bret Hart
slap a sharpshooter on Vince.
And that's it. Like, you go in there, you can't do anything.
Yeah, no.
So, I don't know. This is kind of interesting, though, to kind of hop on the tail end of this. Brad Shepard from BodySlam.net indicated that the original plans for Shane McMahon were for him to take on Dolph Ziggler. Mm-hmm. I had no idea. Dolph Ziggler's never had a singles match at Mania.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know.
That's really weird.
But, you know, we're, 3 weeks out, and we've seen nothing.
Well, as recently
to indicate that that's heading in that direction. In fact, last week when we saw Shane get beat down by Owen Zane,
it was fairly obvious.
He's going to be involved in whatever they're doing.
But apparently, as recently as 2 to 3 weeks ago, they had like the title graphic for Dolph versus Shane made up. Again, this is from Brad Shepard. But I wonder if 2 to 3 weeks ago is when they figured, okay, well, we can do one of two things. We can either have a triple threat with Daniel Bryan as special guest ref,
or a tag match with
or a
him
tag match
Shane's
if he's
partner.
Cleared to the degree that we need him to be cleared, and he wants to do it.
Yeah,
if he wants to do that. So I mean, I don't know, I feel like it needs to be a pretty big deal.
Yes.
For him to come back, he needs to do what he wants to do.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise people are gonna be disappointed, and then he would need to have,
well, I think,
like,
you'd be disappointed too.
Well, that's the biggest thing. Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, there's hope.
Yeah.
There's some hope there.
Slight.
I like that they're sending him to all these doctors who are saying yes.
Yeah, he's been doing the hyperbaric chamber stuff.
Mm-hmm. He said that his brain is better than, like, a normal person's at that age.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, man. Dr. Joseph Maroon.
Just clear him, please.
Just clear him. Just, he'll promise that he'll, like, transition his style into that animalistic that he had, where he's like
showing off the Sami Zayn,
weird, like, monkey slash. You know, he was doing, like, Monkeys don't do this.
No.
What kind of animal is this?
I don't know if any animal does that.
Well, that's what he was doing.
Yeah, I know.
He was like,
I don't think he was necessarily mimicking a particular animal. He was just kind of staying low to the ground. So
he said something about being like an animal.
No, he did, but he was staying low to the ground.
Like a cat monkey.
Something like that. Anyway.
Yeah, cat and monkey.
But it was if he was going to have a match against Brock Lesnar.
Yeah. Why hasn't anybody ever fused a cat and monkey together that we know of?
Well, I mean, I don't think genetically it would work.
I wonder if there have been any like nefarious experiments in hidden places in the world. You know, like they clone people or whatever.
Yeah.
And they like make a monkey cat.
I hope not.
No?
No.
Why not? You wouldn't be cool with that?
No.
Some sort of weird cat monkey guy?
No. Well, you're putting a man in there too?
Yeah, man.
No.
Cat monkey human.
No.
No way.
No, man.
I don't want that. He'd attack. Right? Is that your problem? He'd attack?
Yeah.
What if you just dangle like a ball of yarn in front of Cat Monkey Man?
Well, depends what part of it is cat.
You do that stuff.
Well, again, it depends what part of it was cat. Or predominantly cat.
You do a little laser pointer?
Oh, yeah.
Do monkeys like to play with yarn?
I don't know.
Do they go after laser pointers?
Don't know.
These are all things that we have to know before we start speculating on what Cat Monkey Man is doing.
Like. Yes, let's take some more super chats. Alto again, $5. Which Impact show are you guys going to? He's going to one in Salinas. We're going to one in Newark.
We're going to Newark. Newark.
Newark.
Not New York. Newark.
Jonathan Reiner, $1.99. You guys should make a shirt involving real. Thinking about it. Would you like to take next two?
Kai, I will. Big thank you for PG-13 Brawn. Never laugh so hard. Oh, that wasn't PG. That was like rated R Brawn.
I was approaching it. But how many...
You're allowed one F-bomb.
Okay, that's what I was going to
ask. PG-13 movie.
I did more than that.
Yeah, but, and it can't be a verb. It has to be an adjective.
All right.
Yeah, so you can't say, I'm going to bang this person. But
yeah.
Say F.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why I'm being so...
I know, I already said F earlier.
Did you say F earlier?
Yeah, because someone said cluster F.
Oh, okay.
So we're allowed one.
That's our one for the day.
But also it was a noun. Cluster F is a noun, isn't it? It's going to be a...
Oh, that's okay. You just can't use, you know, you can't say I'm going to cluster fuck that person.
You just said two. Now it's rated R.
Yeah, we're rated R now.
Darn it.
I'm going to go cluster fuck that guy. It's like, exactly how are you going to do that? Cluster of what?
Don't want to get into that conversation right now. Brock without the K, Lesnar. Oh, I said you take these two.
Did you see Balor Club's new shirt on Finn's Twitter?
Yeah, I thought it looked great.
It's too much, man. Because you know that shit ain't comfortable. OG, BC.
I know, the prints, the graphics are a bit large.
It's cool. I like it. I like that it's like literally the biggest FU they can give to New Japan.
Yeah.
Because, no, they're talking about Balor Club, not Bullet Club. But we all know what they really mean.
Yeah.
Real. You know, and you need to make your shirts cooler if you're going to try to compete with Bullet Club, dude. Sorry.
At least make the quality of the fabric of the shirt much more comfortable.
And, dude, all their stuff, it should look like the print should look vintage. It should be all like with
I know, missing like that.
Kind of, yeah.
It's got a vintage feel.
Yeah.
At least it's missing, you know, pieces of the
old chunks of
print.
Yeah, no, this is, yeah, exactly.
And that's a WWE shirt.
This is a WWE shirt.
Speaking of someone who might have a WWE shirt in their future or not, Rey Mysterio.
All right, I like it.
We got word over this weekend that he had signed.
Oh, God.
Just not with WWE yet.
What is this? Non-news.
No, this is actually pretty
huge. No, this is the most non-news thing ever.
Pretty huge, man.
So, legendary professional wrestler Rey Mysterio has joined Nashville-based Aero Lucha, number one. Aero Lucha, and it's not, I'm sorry, it might be Aro Lucha. It's not Aero, A-R-R-O-W, like, you know,
no,
Stephen Amell's character.
It's A-R-O.
Aro Lucha. That doesn't sound like a Nashville-based company. It's Lucha. When I think Lucha Wrestling, I don't think Nashville.
I understand that.
I'm just saying.
Anyways, he signed on to be a performer, and perhaps more importantly, in terms of his WWE future, co-owner.
Okay. This is where it's stupid, though.
And will appear in the first season of the promotion's television show, which might be the mystery production you spoke about in non-news a couple times.
Okay, but here's the thing, dude. Anybody can be a co-owner of Aero Lucha because this article continues. So the article itself says, and I think this is just a press release from Aero Lucha, Aro Lucha, with Mysterio, who is rumored to be, it's an article, who is rumored to be considering a return to WWE on board, Aro Lucha is hoping to position itself as the go-to promotion in the United States for fans of the high-flying acrobatic style of wrestling that emanates from Mexico. Quote, I think what we are doing with Aro Lucha being fan-owned is revolutionary. We are giving the fans something they have never had before, a voice and a chance to get in on the action.
Because they're kind of doing a crowdfunding thing.
It's like Green Bay. It's like the Packers, right? Isn't like all fan-owned or something?
That's what
like
they say,
people
yeah.
can buy into it?
They can buy stock, yeah.
So you can buy stock...
Kind of.
...in this company. And all be minority owners. This is interesting, though. I didn't realize this. During Obama's final years in office, the federal government relaxed investor regulations, allowing companies to sell shares of stock to non-credited investors. The practice is relatively new, just taken effect in 2016. That's kind of interesting. It's like their own kind of Patreon. But the opportunity allows companies like Aerolucha to raise up to $1 million by selling a minority stake in the company to fans. According to a report by the Securities and Exchange Commission from 2017, the median amount raised by companies utilizing the new tool, well, that doesn't matter.
Okay. And all this is from the original article from the Tennessean.
Okay, thanks.
Right, yeah?
Yeah. So the fact that any Joe Schmo can come in and own like a chunk of the company.
Well, you think Rey Mysterio just gave him like a $10 pledge?
No, but they might have given him a $10 piece. He's going to appear for the promotion, which he can appear. There's nothing in here about exclusivity.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to think. So, like, okay, I know Gallows Anderson. I think they run a wrestling school.
I know Gallows does at least.
Yeah. Okay.
He also has his own print shop.
That's cool. That's neat.
Yeah.
Is that where he does the Good Brothers?
It's Good Brothers, Inc.
Oh, wow. I have to look that up. Because it's probably a bunch of Bullet Club ripoff stuff. There's nothing in here about him, his exclusivity.
Oh, no, not at
all. So when they say co-owner, they probably said, hey, can we partially pay you with a piece of the company?
Could be.
That wouldn't surprise me. This is not going to... I cannot believe for a second this would preclude him from doing whatever else it is he wants to do. He's appearing for Five Star Wrestling in England and probably making a ton off that. Oh, those are cool. What the heck?
Yeah, it's a Wolfpack shirt.
That's the Wolfpack shirt. Oh, I love the hats.
Oh, yeah.
Not the camo one, but this one's cool.
That I like
one's
that one,
cool.
too.
I think it has some camo on the back of it, so no good. But these are cool.
Yeah, the Good Brothers shirts.
The Good Brothers shirts, man. I'll grab one of those.
Oh, that's for his wrestling school.
Yeah, man.
This is for his printing business.
Even the logo's good.
Yeah. I'm
telling you, man, shirts is where it's at. But anyways, I really did like. Do you think that this would be like an exclusive thing?
Oh, probably not.
Probably not. This dude makes tons of money.
Yeah,
tons of money. So I don't know. I mean, that's cool. That's good for him. That's not. I don't think that would preclude him from.
I don't think it necessarily would. But with his injury, you know, I don't know how that's gonna affect whatever negotiations were going on with WWE.
Oh, that no. I think that more than anything would be the injury.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
And maybe he's doing this in the meantime
that
until he recuperates.
That could
be. He can be a partner owner in a separate wrestling promotion. And if he goes into WWE, wrestles, he can come back to Aerolucha or Aerolucha. It's good for the company for him actually to go out and wrestle
for
the promotion.
Sure. Yeah. No, absolutely. It's just, look, man, it's a smart move. And it's a smart move for them to say, hey, you know, we're doling out these ownership pieces to fans. You know, do you want a big chunk of this? I'm not. I honestly think it would be more than a $10 stake. I was joking about that.
Yeah,
but I
assume so.
They probably said, hey, do you want a fairly large chunk of the company?
Yeah.
As partial compensation. And, you know, that's probably a good move on his part. All he has to do is wrestle a couple matches, mm-hmm. and then you own a chunk of a company. Who knows where it might go to?
Yeah.
So,
and if he can be a part of making the company viable, that'd be
awesome
for wrestling in total.
It's a win-win for everybody.
Yes.
So, yeah, I wonder if this is also. So, we reported on news about this mystery promotion in Nashville. It's going to be filming there
with a bunch
of great names: Joey Janela, Jeff Cobb, a couple others.
And I speculate it might be Aerolucha.
Could be. I sound like Shane McMahon right now.
Yeah, I kind of do too. I feel like I'm a bit congested,
guys. I know, and I don't know why nobody else I know is sick.
I might be.
Yeah, no, I don't think I got anything from you.
Probably not, because it just happened over the weekend.
Right, yeah.
But who knows? Anyways, a couple more super chats. Jeffrey Nguyen, is Newark, California as crappy as Newark, New Jersey?
No, I think it's kind of nice. When I was looking at, like...
I've been to Newark before.
Oh, yeah, is it nice?
It's fine, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's near the Bay. So,
yeah.
So.
I've never really been to Newark, New Jersey, though. We flew into Newark, New Jersey. 3 in the morning.
Yeah, so it didn't really give us a great glimpse. Although I did spend a couple years there while I was in the Air Force. I
don't think there's a military base there, man.
Yeah, man.
Mike WOP, $5. Can you guys seriously try to collaborate with Pulse?
I'd love to, man.
Sure.
He cracks me up.
We met Pulse a few times.
Yeah, no, he's great. I think he's hilarious, man.
Oh, yeah, he's funny.
I'm actually another group I want to collaborate with, of course, is Cultaholic.
Yeah.
And I'm really looking forward to...
Oh, the punishment video.
The
huh?
punishment video.
17-hour bus ride.
I think it's live right now.
Oh, wow.
And it's all just Pachiti on a megabus.
Oof.
Which now a megabus is my favorite thing ever.
They should just put a camera up, it's like a webcam, record the whole 17 hours and upload that to YouTube.
Yeah, it'd be great. Oh, Robert Stack with $10. He says, Happy Monday, friendos.
Thank you, Robert Stack. Happy Monday to you.
Were you a fan of the Happy Mondays?
I really just know about them from 24-hour party people.
Yeah, me too. I tried listening to some of their stuff. I couldn't stand it. So. Anyways. What else do we have? You know what I do like about Mondays, though? Raw. Oh no, we're going
Hall of Fame announcements.
Yeah. Thank you.
Saved you there.
And we got it. I know you did. You're a good tag team we are. I was cracking up because somebody on the Friendoverse group put a picture of a possible WrestleMania match. There's uh-huh. there's a closed friend group for Going in Raw Friendos called the Friendoverse. And look at this picture. It's who would book this WrestleMania match, the Wyatt family versus the Targeted and the Walmarter. That was like, I forgot about the Targeted one. Those are like some of my favorite intros from back in the day.
That's funny.
Anyways, Mark Henry. Yeah.
A scoop that was kind of broken over the weekend by Brad Shepard.
Yeah.
He posted something on Twitter about...
Back in late January.
No, that was... No, that tweet wasn't from late January. PW Insider had the story late January, actually.
Oh, really?
Brad Shepard just had the official WrestleMania magazine that he got over the weekend, I think. That was my understanding.
Okay, well, go on. I'm going to double check, because I thought he retweeted something today.
Which showed Mark Henry as one of the inductees in the WWE Hall of Fame. Yeah, this is what he put up on March 18th, so yesterday.
No, yeah, okay, so this tweet from January 29th, he says, Tonight I confirm that Mark Henry indeed a recent addition.
There you go, then. But now there's confirmation on paper.
It's actual confirmation.
In the WWE WrestleMania magazine
right. That
Mark Henry's going to the Hall of Fame. WWE issued an announcement officially today. Mark Henry, Hall of Famer, couldn't be happier. Mark Henry, great.
I'm very happy about this.
Yep.
This makes me very, very happy. This is great. He's a two-time Olympian. He held records in like all sorts of different lifting activities.
Yeah, he's the world's strongest man.
Deadlifting. He still holds one particular record in deadlifting or something like that. It's on his Wikipedia page.
Yeah, I'm going to go look that up.
Anyways, two-time Olympian. One-time European champion, two-time world champion, having held the ECW championship in 2008 and the world heavyweight championship, the big gold belt, in 2011. He will be entering the Hall of Pain, will be entering the Hall of Fame. Do you think he's going to wear his salmon jacket, his salmon colored jacket? That's the one he wore when he did his first retirement speech.
Oh.
And then he destroyed John Cena.
Man, that's still one of my favorite segments ever.
One of my favorite moments ever.
Man, he squatted 953.5 pounds.
Jeez.
Deadlifted 903 pounds.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
That's insanity. That's crazy.
But then unofficial records, squat of over 1,000. Bench press of 600, deadlift of 925.
Yeah.
This is all according to Wikipedia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, man, just so much. So much weight.
His whole career, he was great.
Dude, I loved Mark Henry. The stuff with Mae Young creeped me out, but it was supposed to.
Yeah, but his performance was always good.
Yeah, it was always great. Like, that's one thing about Mark Henry. He was an incredibly versatile performer.
Yeah, he was
comedy,
equally suited for comedy and
drama.
And drama, yeah.
I will say this, though. I think he was vastly underutilized.
Same here.
I think that he could have easily been a multi-time world champion. He could have been, like, a true main eventer. He could have been the guy.
No, I agree.
Because he's like lovable and terrifying.
Mm-hmm.
He was kind of a OG Braun Strowman,
mm-hmm.
if you will.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. I wonder if Mark Henry was like 15 years younger, if he was like coming up today.
Oh, I know.
Probably like a whole new world, you know what I mean?
I know,
yeah,
I know.
Absolutely. But no, definitely a very deserving Hall of Fame inductee.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Jeffrey,
so wait a second.
Oh, sorry.
Hold on a second.
What?
We've got Farouk. We would need D'Lo Brown, and I don't think he's probably going to be going in. I'm Trying to think the entire Nation of Domination.
Well, we need The Rock, too.
And we need Owen Hart. Well, yeah, The Rock's a given. That's going to be when he wants to.
Yeah.
Same with Batista, but he wasn't in the Nation. Now, D'Lo Brown's like probably the one guy that probably not going to, I can see him.
I'd be surprised.
Yeah, me too. Anyways, we have a Raw preview.
But hold on, let's answer the super chat first. Jeffrey Nguyen, $1.99. Who would you rather want as your mayor, Kane or Booker T?
With all due respect to the Big Red Machine.
Oh, it's Booker T.
It's Booker T. Are you kidding me? Especially, I don't know that my little area, I don't know that I have a mayor here in Orangevale.
Well, is it his own incorporated city or is it part of?
I don't think it is.
Okay, then you don't.
So it's just the Sacramento mayor is mine?
Yeah, I think so.
That's a bummer. I want to run for mayor here.
I have my own mayor.
Where I am.
In my town.
Yeah, I know. It used to be my mayor, too.
And then you left it.
And then I left it for my own place. Mayor of my house. Me. Actually, it's probably Lacey. Anyways, yeah. let's do a Raw preview.
Yes, let us. Tonight, Ultimate Deletion. Very excited. The build hasn't been perfect, but
speaking of Lacey, there's a brand new Ask Stephen Lacey.
Oh, yes. What's this thing about you wearing a beanie?
Yeah, man. I started up it's Beanie Steve. It's a new thing.
It's right there. I see
it. It's a new thing. Beanie Steve.
Okay.
Yay or nay, Beanie Steve.
Well, I'd have to see what putting on that garment inspires in you as a character.
So it's the new name of the channel is Friendoville. I did that so I can start bringing you on to do stuff. Here's the problem with us is that you correctly said this. When the channel was my personal channel,
yeah.
If you were on it, then that would just mean that it should be on the Stephen Larson channel. The problem is the Stephen Larson channel is all wrestling.
I understand.
So because of that math, it would preclude us from doing anything that
apart
isn't
from
pro
wrestling. Yes.
So I changed the name of the channel to Friendoville.
All right.
So it's at youtube.com/Friendoville, or you can still get to it by MF Steve here, but all the aesthetics and even the URL is Friendoville.
Good.
YouTube does both now.
Yes, yes.
And then we recorded a couple more gameplays. We did, what's that game called? Nidog?
Nidog, whatever it's called. That game's fun.
We did that, and then we did a little bit more Heavy Rain. Check that out. Let's do a Raw preview. And then you and I are able to now do movie reviews,
yeah.
Truth Exposed, the podcast,
yeah.
NBA 2K face scans.
Well, you can't really make them like Robin Stevens was anymore, can
we
you?
Can try.
All right.
Well, when it comes out next...
October, right?
4 months from
September,
now,
something like that.
Whenever it is. Raw preview.
Yes. Ultimate Deletion.
Ultimate Deletions tonight. Is that going to be the main event?
Oh, it should be. It
should be, right? Should be the main
event. They'll probably have Brock showing up be the main event. Or he should open the show because he probably wants to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Yeah, that sounds right.
But with Roman Reigns being suspended, I imagine if Brock shows up, and according to what PW Insider, he's been reportedly seen in the Dallas, Texas area. If he shows up, I imagine it will be early in the show and it will be brief. And he'll only be there because Roman isn't.
Uh-huh. Or, yeah, you're probably
you know,
right
Roman
about
is
that.
Supposed to be there.
Vince didn't say how long Roman was suspended for.
He just said temporarily.
He's temporarily suspended. That old man Vince voice. Roman is very disrespectful to me. Yeah, PW Insider is reporting that Brock Lesnar and Paul Heyman are in Dallas, Texas tonight.
Oh.
So we'll see if that's more misinformation. Asuka puts her streak on the line against Alexa Bliss. Nia Jax is totally coming out during this match.
Oh, yes.
She's totally going to just steamroll Alexa Bliss.
Oh, yes.
That's happening. And then Asuka. Is this going to be like last time Asuka's on Raw?
I don't know. I thought I read something that Asuka's going to stick around. Might be sticking around on Raw till after Mania.
Good. Have her on all the shows.
Yeah.
Asuka's box office, man.
Yeah, she is.
Absolutely.
Have her win both titles.
That, man, that's what I was talking about. I don't know why she didn't just say, I want both. I want all of them.
I know.
Screamed it. And then will Braun Strowman take on T-Bar at WrestleMania? So I wonder if they've decided
to put Elias with him,
whether or not somebody else is going to go with him, and why that person definitely should be Elias.
I know.
You can find out why we think it should be Elias by going to Countout.
Yes.
We posted that on Saturday. 10 potential tag team partners for Braun Strowman.
Yes.
Something I really want to see, man. I want to see Elias.
Same here. Let's answer a couple super chats. Robert Stack, $2. Beanie Steve or bringing Stevie Beanie back?
I don't know what that means.
Stevie B.
Stevie B. Who's Stevie B?
I don't know.
Like, I don't know who that is.
Don't know.
Beanie Steve, though, but I definitely think that's a thing.
All right.
Go get the beanie. I'll put it on.
It's your beanie.
I'll put it on for you.
LeBron cooks Madden. I don't know what that means. $5. Do you think Carmella will cash in her Money in the Bank contract at Mania? No. Well, she might try, but she's going to fail if she does it at Mania.
I like your idea of her trying to cash in on Asuka.
On Asuka, like, and then yeah. getting squashed, basically. Yeah. If anybody else has any questions,
I have a questions thread here on Twitter, but also you monitor chat for questions, and I'll look at this Twitter thread that I put up. Anthony F. Content, old friend of mm-hmm. ours, who, by the way, runs my personal favorite Creator Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
It's between the McDonough Family Wrestling and Max Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
They're both like the best Creator Wrestler franchises. Anyways, his question is this. If you guys were casting Steven Larson the movie, which wrestlers would you cast to play yourselves and the main players in your guys' lives? Would you cast Finn Balor as and Larson? You'd have to.
Yeah, I guess so.
You'd have to. Absolutely. I'd be John Cena.
Yeah.
Yeah. I kind of have Cena face.
Mojo would be Hilton.
Oh, man, exactly.
Who'd be Mark?
You need somebody kind of weird, kind of an oddball.
About Zack Ryder?
No.
No.
Not weird enough. Like Eric Rowan. Like, that's right. Mark.
What about our wives?
Oh, man. Lacey? Jeez, I don't know. So I need a blonde who, like, flies off the handle like that. I'm running down the roster right now. I mean, I guess it'd be I guess Lacey would be Alexa Bliss.
That's good.
I guess it'd be Alexa Bliss. That's good. Because Lacey can be a mean girl sometimes.
Uh-huh.
She can be a mean girl sometimes.
All right.
And then Rachel, what about your wife?
I'm trying to think.
She's mellow, man.
Yeah.
She's mellow.
She likes Becky Lynch. I'll say Becky Lynch.
Becky Lynch. Okay, there you go. Oh, yeah, that works because Finn and Becky Lynch. Okay. And then Alabama, Braun Strowman.
No, Gypsy Braun Strowman.
Gypsy Braun Strowman. There you go. No, Gypsy would be the Authors of Pain. The Authors of Pain collectively would play Gypsy.
A couple more super chats. Liam Wagner, thoughts on the new LeBron Strowman shoes? I didn't know LeBron had new shoes.
LeBron Strowman shoes?
Did he have new shoes, or are you talking about the new LeBrons?
Oh, here we go. Uproxx has an
article. Oh, yeah. Oh, man. Those are awesome.
Damn it. Oh. Ooh, whoa.
Yeah, I want those.
Oh, that's cool. I wonder what Mr. Fomer Simpson would say about these.
I don't know. He'd probably say they're awesome.
Yeah, probably.
Scott Weston, £9, 99 pence. Pacitti got to Amsterdam and had to catch a mega bus straight back to Newcastle. Keep up the good work, guys.
I gotta watch it.
Man. Sounds pretty miserable.
Michael Krauser says, did you see the WWE shoehorning Samoa Joe on the WrestleMania? Oh, do you see WWE shoehorning Samoa Joe on the WrestleMania card as Braun's partner? I do not. I think they're going to wait for Samoa Joe till after Mania. Yeah.
Jordan Davis, do you guys think they'll do the Shield triple threat match in the main event of WrestleMania 35 where they had their first Mania 6 years ago? Maybe.
If the stars line up, I could see that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mr. Sinister, what is Adam Cole, baby, ceiling when he goes to main roster and on what show? If everything sort of stayed the same and they kind of keep the monsters on Raw, then Adam Cole will do well on SmackDown.
Really well on SmackDown. Yeah.
He'll do really
his ability
well.
To talk is pretty much second to none, so he'll do well as long as he's given opportunity to be on the mic.
Yeah.
Josh Mathis, you're in charge of creating the Balor Club using three guys and one woman from every WWE program. Who would you choose? So you got to pick one. Let's do it this way. The three guys, let's pick one from Raw, SmackDown, NXT, and then one woman could be from any of the three promotions. So Finn obviously has to be from Raw,
right,
because
yeah.
It's his club.
He can't SmackDown be AJ Styles.
Yes.
Yeah.
Adam Cole. NXT.
Exactly. Yeah.
And which woman wrestler?
Probably Becky Lynch.
All right.
Because she likes her and Finn Balor are friends. Mm-hmm. I'd actually like to see Nia Jax, actually.
Yeah, that'd be cool,
Yeah, because Nia Jax, she would like... There were a bunch of Instagram videos of her hanging out with Gallows and Anderson. Mm-hmm. And she seemed to fit in really well.
Jeffrey Nguyen, $199. Roman is Gypsy. Big dog.
Big dog. But Roman's not very scary, and Gypsy can be scary sometimes.
Yeah, man, she growls me all the time.
But then she's been doing this thing lately. It's the best. I don't know why, but when she usually stays on the couch until like 4 a.m. or so, 5 a.m.
Yeah.
Then she comes up on the bed with us and lays at the foot of the bed. Lately, she's been like laying down next to me, like head to head. Like she'll like come up here, and it's the best. It's the best. It's my favorite thing.
When our dog used to sleep in bed with us, she would sleep behind my knees, and then throughout the night, like snuggle closer and closer until I was pushed to the very end of the bed.
Oh yeah. Now sometimes she'll like give me some like lower back support. She'll like bump the butt a little bit, and it's nice. Adam Darwin, when Sheamus and Cesaro split up, do you think Sheamus should go back to his old song with the "Too Many Limes"? Too many limes. Should he go back to his old song?
Sure.
Sure. I like that song.
Matt Brewer is being reported that Lashley will debut Mania Weekend.
What, like an Access or something?
I don't know.
Is he going to do an Access match against like one of the NXT developmental guys?
I don't know. John Davis, what are the chances Brock re-signs before Mania and pulls off the upset? I mean, even if he does re-sign, he's losing that belt.
Oh, yeah. No, he's... Yeah, that's definitely happening.
He is definitely losing that belt.
Jesse James Helsius, since you guys went to film school, have you made any short films or things like that? Yeah, there's a couple on, I think, on our channel.
Well, we made one. We had a fan fiction contest, and the winner we adapted into a short film. That's on Machinima's channel.
Yeah,
called Brazen Irrelevance.
We didn't put it on our channel?
The trailer's on our channel.
Oh, man, we should rip that and put it on our channel.
I might have the actual file somewhere.
Oh, nice. Export it. High quality.
All right.
Put it on our
channel. I don't think I have... I mean, I don't have, like, Final Cut on here, so I can't...
Oh.
That was edited in Final Cut. But I have the export. I probably have all the assets, too.
Put it on our channel. And then I did a couple short films that you had, like... You had at least a cameo
just in the one, I think.
In one, and then your picture was in another.
Yeah.
That's either on my channel or our channel. I think it's on my channel. Friendoville channel. Let's see here.
Joseph, I don't know if this is Gober?
Okay.
Gober? Okay. If you guys could have a wrestling show in your own home, total nonstop deletion style, what matches and segments would you book? Include your family. So we gotta have let's have a show here,
man,
at the Here household.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
What matches will we want? Who is Gypsy gonna wrestle? Because that's really the question I want answered.
You.
Ooh, death match, huh?
Yeah, man. That's like some CZW stuff.
Yeah,
going
man.
Down. Gypsy versus Larson, definitely. I feel like we need to have that match anyways, given that you're about to like not see her very often. Which is sad to me. It's so sad.
I don't have a problem with Gypsy. She just growls at me sometimes.
Yeah, but I think you misread it. She just wants to play with you.
I don't know. Her head's down. Her tail's down. Usually means...
No, she's always wagging her tail. She wags her tail.
Not when she growls at me.
Oh, no, man. You're
I pay attention to these signs, man.
She loves you.
That may be true, but sometimes...
She wants to fight you, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she doesn't bite. She bites me, but that's it. That's when we play. She would never bite you. But no, you guys definitely need to have a match. Let's see. So King Maxwell took on Rockstar Spud.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like Alabama needs to take on... Who would Alabama... Oh, Alabama can take on Ulysses.
All right.
He's a little on the shorter side like Rockstar Spud. So Alabama versus Ulysses. And he's dead anyways. And then I don't remember what Rebby did during the final deletion. Final deletion was Jeff versus Matt.
Yeah.
Okay.
Total Nonstop Deletion was a Tag Team Apocalypto episode.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it would be like a Daniel Bryan situation at WrestleMania 31.
Oh.
You take on Gypsy first to try to get to the main event, me.
All right.
That's how it worked.
There you go. LeBron Cooks Madden, when you said my name, Cooks is my nickname. Sorry for the confusion, but thanks, dudes. Love your show. I'll be adding to the Patreon every time. Much support. Thank you very much for the support. We appreciate it. Michael Forbes, 1 pound. Mr. Michael Law, 2011. What if Dean Ambrose came back after Mania and attacked Roman and Seth in almost a Joker fashion? Dean does a Jon Moxley promo on both of them. That'd be cool.
That'd be cool.
I would really like if Dean came back as a heel.
I want him to have pink hair again. David G. Cologne, What's the WrestleMania card looking like in the WeBook Raw universe, and how long?
I have it. It's great.
How long will that show be? Give us a preview of what it's
All right. Give me a moment here. I got to pull it up.
So, well, everybody knows The Miz won our Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
And he declared that he's aiming for his Intercontinental Championship.
Yes. We have, these are the matches we have confirmed. We have The Miz versus Daniel Bryan. We have Finn Balor versus AJ Styles versus Shinsuke Nakamura in a titled unification match.
Yep.
Those have been confirmed already.
It looks like we're headed towards Triple H versus CM Punk.
Yes.
That looks like it. We don't know. So right now, Charlotte Flair is the undisputed WWE Women's Champion.
And Sasha is the Intercontinental Women's Champion.
Yeah.
And Ruby Riott won our Women's Rumble.
Yeah.
So you would assume it would be Ruby Riott versus Charlotte for the Women's title at Mania.
But that remains to be seen.
Of course, there's the U.S. Open Challenge. Who has a title now? Bobby Roode won it, didn't he? Last time?
Bobby Roode just won it.
Yeah, that's right. He beat Ty for it.
Yeah, he beat Ty for it, yeah.
So there'll be an open challenge. and then, of course, New Shield are the tag champions. They will need to defend their belts.
That's right, yeah.
That's best I can do right now.
Yeah, okay. Good job. Well done.
Without spoiling anything.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Nguyen, 299, do you think Ray will wrestle this weekend? Is that when the... That might be when the Aero Lucha shows are.
No, man. The Strong Style of All, man.
Oh, that too.
That's this weekend.
Sorry, man. Ugh. What are you saying that for?
Because I have to travel. I don't like traveling.
I know
anymore,
you don't like
man.
Traveling.
I don't like traveling.
You like
I used to get all geeked out for it, but for some reason I've been really like, I don't know. I've just really enjoyed it.
Harry Flynn says, breaking news, James Ellsworth just debuted on Grimm's Toy Show.
That's fantastic. That's good. Let's see here. Well, one more question.
All right, all right, all right. Why are you looking for another one? Oh, you got it?
I have. Yeah, you go. You do one more, and I'll do one more.
Senior Nerd, if WWE goes to you to redesign the Universal title, what would it look like, and how do you make it stand out from other WWE belts?
So I'd do a black strap. It would be a black strap. I think I would do this. So like AJ's title is a black strap and then it has the red swoosh. I'd do a black swoosh, black strap, and like a black backplate.
How about this? Similar to the WWE title, except with instead of using, you know, gold. Use either white gold or rose gold.
Okay, yeah. I wouldn't go rose gold, but I'd go with white gold. That sounds great. Anything really is better than the big red blob that it is right now.
I don't have a problem with it anymore.
Yeah, I'm not a huge on it.
It's not a great looking belt, but it's not bad.
Here's some music for you. Hilton, thank you. Man, now he just reads my mind and he doesn't.
Oh, I saw you press the button.
This goes into it. Anyways, that's it for now. Thanks so much for watching. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.